Back in mid-April, the Vatican issued strong criticism of its largest organization of American Catholic nuns, the Leadership Conference of Women Religious. The Vatican announced the organization would need to undergo some major changes, and these would be overseen by the Archbishop of Seattle. The action prompted protests and vigils across the country to support the nuns. Alex Smith looked into how the debate is affecting Catholics in Kansas City.
On a recent Tuesday evening, around 250 people crowded into the southern end of Mill Creek Park next to the plaza. Wearing mostly white, they sang and cheered and carried signs urging passersby to support the nuns.
I'm Molly Stevie. I'm here this afternoon because I have been close to many sisters in two or three different orders, and I'm well aware of the 24/7 commitment that these women put in. And their leaders are very intelligent and very educated and very capable of running their own communities. And I feel that they have not received the respect and the support they should receive from the Vatican and the hierarchy of the church.
I'm Dan Dakotas. I just want to support the nuns. They have been a huge part of my spirituality in all my life. And I work with them in the prison, and I think they're wonderful. I work with the homeless with them, and I'm just appalled that the Vatican would even go after them. They need to clean their own house. Shame on them.
My name's Liz Claus, just like Santa. I've been a cradle Catholic all my life, and the women are basically the force behind the church, and to come down hard on the nuns, who are the people who really practice the gospel. They feed the poor, they heal the sick, they teach the schools, they run the daycares, they run the soup kitchens. So it's not the priests who are out doing this, or the pope, or the bishop. It's the nuns. So, I mean, I'm just not going back 200 years. So if they're going back there, I'm done with them.
I'm Sister Jean Christensen. I'm a Sister of Mercy. And we understand people's desire to show us support, so we wanted to come and be present with them. I also find it extremely hopeful to see this many people out here saying to us, we support you, we believe in what you're doing.
Thank you. Now, it's about the sisters. Have you heard about the Vatican investigating the sisters?
The Vatican's Congregation for the Doctrine of Faith says they launched their investigation of the LCRW after concerns that some of the speakers at their events and books they used were incompatible with teachings of the church. They accuse the leadership of dissenting with the church and claim that some of the LCRW's programs promoted radical feminism. Catholic reporter Joshua McAwee explains that the Vatican was not only bothered by what the LCRW was teaching, but also by what it wasn't teaching.
Part of the assessment said that they weren't speaking clearly enough or loudly enough about official church teaching on issues like homosexuality abortion and gay marriage and those types of things. And it wasn't so much that the sisters were saying anything against the church or against official teaching, but that the Vatican thought they weren't speaking loud enough in favor of.
Joshua McAwee has been covering the issue for the National Catholic Reporter, which is based in Kansas City. While the assessment has inspired plenty of vocal critics, other Catholics are reluctant to talk publicly about the issue, torn between loyalty for local nuns and the Vatican. But McAwee says confusion and anger over the assessment is pretty widespread.
Catholic sisters are really seen as the face of the church in some ways, and for a lot of people there's just confusion about why the Vatican would take this move and what it means about the work of so many sisters who have really dedicated their lives to things that are very honorable and to the service of people in general.
The recent event at Mill Creek Park called Support the Sisters was organized primarily by Janelle Lazo. She's the local spokesperson for Call to Action, a national organization pushing for issues like the ordination of women and a change in the church's position on gays and lesbians. Like many at the vigil, Lazo believes the Vatican's assessment and prescribed actions are an attack on nuns.
To me, it's bullying. to tell sisters that they haven't said enough to support something that somebody else thinks they should, I think that's bullying.
According to Vatican supporters, a lot of the protesters miss the point of what's really a narrowly focused action. Jude Hunts is chancellor of the Kansas City St. Joseph Diocese, which contains 236 nuns. He says the assessment is only a critique of some leaders in the LCRW.
The Vatican letter made it clear that there were only some very narrow groups of sisters within that larger group that they had issue with, and were not taking the entire group to task for the sins of the few.
For a lot of Catholics, a statement from the Vatican means an issue is settled. The Catholic Church has a strict hierarchy, and its leaders teach one interpretation of the scriptures. But others say this isn't the case. In the early 60s, Pope John XXIII started a second Vatican Council, sometimes called Vatican II. 4 years of meetings and discussions led to some major liberalization of church practices. Janelle Lazo says that the Vatican II era, which lasted about 10 years, was an exciting time to be Catholic.
When the Second Vatican Council came about, it was just exciting to me. It was just, I felt like I was church. And I just gravitated to it because I was able to preach then. I was able to organize a Sunday preschool. I was able to, you know, bond with people my age and discuss all the issues, and I was just excited.
One of the big ideas that gained popularity during this era was census fidelium, or sense of the faithful. Lazo says that, according to this teaching, nuns aren't obligated to teach doctrine they don't agree with.
No pope is above that. If people are following their consciences, even our canon law says, we have primacy of conscience. And you can tell me what to do, but if I don't think it's right, I shouldn't do it. And that was totally what Jesus taught. He was always bucking authority that he did not think was right.
Census fidelium continues to be a controversial topic among Catholics. Jude Hunts believes the concept is often misinterpreted.
Well, I think the sense of the faithful has always been understood by some to mean some sort of a democratic understanding of the faith right now. But it actually is a much deeper and richer term that means not just what we believe now, but what we've always believed as a faith tradition going back 2,000 years. So in determining what the census fidelium is, or what the sense of the faithful is, we look not just to what we're saying today or what some people as a group might hold today, but we have to check that against what has always been held by our church as a tradition.
Because the Leadership Conference of Women Religious was created by and answers to the Vatican, the group can't accept or reject the assessment. But Joshua McElwee says the group is considering other options.
What some sisters have said could be an option is if they don't want to go forward with this mandate or go forward with the order, they could, you know, fold the group as it is, let go of the church's official representation, and kind of form as a nonprofit group outside official church structures. But at this point, it's not very clear if that's something they're really considering or if that might be too far.
In mid-June, the Leadership Conference of Women Religious sent a couple of its leaders to meet with Vatican officials, but they described their initial meetings as difficult. The Vatican is now on a summer vacation, so any future developments probably won't take place until the fall. For Casey Currents, this is Alex Smith.
Coming up, what became of a Kansas City man's obsession with fireworks? You're listening to Casey Currents.